An article in the Cedar Rapids Gazette this week shed some light on the problem of the roughly 1 in 10 American households that don't have checking or savings accounts. The lack of such an account can put people into serious difficulty when they try to do lots of ordinary things that many people take for granted. But you don't have to be one of the unbanked to find yourself needing some help from time to time, and many of us could use some helpful advice in order to make our money go farther. Here are a few websites you might want to visit in order to make your financial life a little bit easier. FeedThePig.org is a site produced by the American Institute of CPAs, a national accounting group. If you can get over the really creepy guy in a suit and pig's head costume that pops up on the screen, it's actually quite full of tips for cutting down on expenses and finding ways to encourage yourself to save more. Once you've gotten that motivation, you might want to check with sites like iowacreditunions.com to locate a credit union which you might be eligible to join. Now, in the interest of full disclosure, I serve on the board of a credit union because I think they offer a valuable service, especially to people who are trying to get their financial act together or who might just be starting out, including kids and young adults. If you're trying to open a checking or savings account, especially if you're not starting with much or if you're trying to avoid high fees, a credit union may offer a very good option to you. If you're looking down the road at some major purchases but are trying to avoid borrowing money, check out a service like SmartyPig.com. SmartyPig and other sites like it can help you save in advance for big purchases by making automatic withdrawals from your checking account. The big advantage is they pay interest on top of providing you with encouragement toward your goals. Lots of little steps toward better financial literacy and smarter saving and spending can make you much better off over the span of a few months or years. There are a lot of crooked get-rich-quick schemes and scams on the internet, but fortunately, there are also plenty of resources that are reputable and useful for helping people make smarter money choices. And they're certainly worth a few minutes a day that a lot of people would otherwise spend on a site like Pinterest or Facebook. I'm Brian Gongel. For more trends, tips, and technology, tune in to the WHO Radio Wise Guys, Saturdays on News Radio 1040 WHO, or online at WHORadioWiseGuys.com.